Welcome back into Sports Talk. Promise you more from our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. Saints first round pick, Kelvin Banks Jr., the left tackle, spoke at practice today. So here's what the rookie had to say.
Chase Young said he's been talking to you about different things. Talk about Chase, how special he is, and what are some of the things he's trying to help you with?
Yeah, Chase is a great guy. I mean, you don't be picked that high in the draft and become who he is for no reason. So just me being able to go against him every day, just helping me sharpen my tools more and more. Even going through OTAs when we went versus each other, and even now, like you said, just him showing what I'll see in the game, and just different types of rushes that guys probably weren't able to perform in college. So you see different stuff, different hand movements, just different things like that is what we've been talking back and forth about.
Have you played against anybody on a daily basis like him? And how would you describe what is different about him?
Yeah, I would say yes and no. Only because, like, I've played against guys in college who has the speed, or it may not have certain other attributes, but he has both. He has good get off. He has the power to it, and then he has also the smarts to have use his hands and counter your first and second move that you give to him. And like you said, going against a guy like that really helps me in the long run.
Caesar told us yesterday about how a lot of times y'all will leave the film room excited about, you know, the opportunity to run a play or something like that based on maybe the uniqueness of Kellen's scheme. What is it about that and what it is that Kellen Moore does that excites you?
I mean, honestly, just the versatility. I mean, I came from a college who kind of had that same pro-style kind of feel to it. So most of the plays we run, I kind of already know it, just kind of learning that new wordage for us. So just seeing that and just understanding, I feel very comfortable. And I know other guys on the team feel comfortable as well, just running those plays and getting to kind of just explore and do more and show more of their athleticism with different spots Kellen puts us in.
The line has kind of just stayed intact this whole offseason, yeah. The first game anyway. What do you think the benefit is that is? Can you tell the results based on all that time together?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like us kind of staying intact and obviously hoping, having everybody stay healthy and being there and being responsible to all the plays and stuff. It definitely means a lot, especially with the older guys like Eric and Caesar. They're very helpful throughout the O-line. I mean, even Tyler, he's there helping me every day. So just us staying together intact and then just being there for one another whenever another person may not know much as the next guy.
What's the chemistry sort of like when you get a trip with
him? It's great chemistry. We have a great chemistry. I kind of they kind of joke around with me and Trevor a lot. I don't know, like combo blocks just because of how aggressive he is, and then just I feel like I'm an aggressive player as well. So just adding our games both together, I feel like we have great chemistry. I mean, we have great communication on the field. I don't have any doubt in my mind that me and Trevor have a good communication.
How would you kind of describe his aggressive?
Yeah, he's a physical guy. I mean, I kind of got a first hand on it. I mean, I think it was Sunday's practice. I don't think we're in pads yet, and we ran like a little sweep play, and all I see is Trevor driving a guy to the dirt, and then we watching on film, and coach is like, "Be smart," but I like it. So just seeing that firsthand, and even the clips I seen on social media stuff of him just mauling guys, it's a cool experience.
Kelvin, how would you describe this run scheme that Kellen Moore's implemented this year?
Yeah, I'll say downhill. It's not too many plays where we're not trying to go downhill. So it's a very schematic scheme where it fits, I say, our players' play style. We got some good backs back there who can cut on a dime and get upfield. So I feel like it fits our offense and the guys that we have pretty well.
Back to your play style, what has it been like, the comfort level or the learning curve since you've been here?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge adjustment that I had to make, especially just learning how to be technically sound every play. I mean, obviously nobody's going to be a finished product, so it's a lot that I want to work on and a lot that I feel like I can do better at. But also, just me coming in here and make sure I give 100% of my all, I feel like that's another big step for me and honing in on 100% of that technique. So just getting small stuff tweaked out, I mean, I feel like I've been doing pretty good so far, just making sure I stay focused on this little thing.
That is rookie left tackle Kelvin Banks Jr. there talking to the media today after the training camp session. And, you know, the Saints, we've talked about this a lot, Bobby, invested a lot of draft capital in that O-line.
Oh, that's right. Offensive line, first round. And come on, look at Eric McCoy, second round, but it's like a free plays like a first round. And we're the best centers in the National Football League, but they can't just be very good. They got to be great. We got to get to the point where they play in like a fine fitting glove. And they're really the best unit on the team.
It's been one padded practice, but did you notice anything from Trevor Penning at guard that first day?
No, not really. Steve, that's why you want to see more.
More, right, on a consistent basis, right.
And then you want to also see, but it's way off. You know how we can't
see? The one-on-ones.
Maybe, yeah, the one-on-ones. How we don't have the proximity.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm bringing my binoculars tomorrow.
Yeah, with the media so you could see the one-on-ones. Because I think Trevor Penning truly, because he can come off and his mindset – I think he could run block at a high level. Now, he'll have help. And like I said, he's not having to block Aaron Donald. Like, you know, I remember all of a sudden, what's his name? He used to freak
Andrew
out.
Andrew Speed.
Andrew Speed's like, oh, man. Remember Drew
a lot
Brees,
of people flip
remember
out.
Remember that Rams game when Drew Brees hurt his thumb?
Oh, yeah, I was on the sideline for that
and
one.
And then, because Andrew Speed didn't slow down Aaron Donald. So I'd be more looking at that one-on-one with Trevor Penning pass blocking. You know, the center can get in a punch and then a way to kind of help you. So you're not truly like on an island when you are an offensive tackle. But I think it was just good old football common sense. And Fuaga was all fart and natural flexibility. Now, it's better the more you can do to play both right or left tackle, but to put him back at right tackle and let Kelvin Banks play left tackle and then Trevor Penning at guard. You know, this happened, I know, just off the top of my head, three times, I want to say, in Saints history that I can remember, like Jim Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. First-round draft pick, University of Virginia. He's a left tackle. Then he ended up playing left guard and had, like, a double-digit career. I want to say off the top of my head, like 12 years. And then Andrew Speed. Wasn't he originally supposed to be out of Stanford to tackle? And didn't quite work out, so they put him at guard. Then he got more experience. Then he was able to play tackle the back end. Then his last year, I want to say last year, he parlayed that into a big contract with the Raiders for a tackle. So that's why Trevor Penning, okay, so it didn't quite work out at, for him at tackle, but then he could work out at a high level, maybe at guard. So all I know is you want your five best linemen out there, no matter what they're playing. And you know, they challenge one another. You don't want to be that weakest link. Like Banks is saying, like, when Trevor Penning's balling someone, I guarantee they're in the meeting room, they high-fiving each other.
Sure, yeah.
They want to see that type of play. And McCoy's the right leader, the right quarterback on that offensive line to lead them. So I'll tell you what, that would be probably the most disappointing thing for me watching this Saints team if our offensive line don't take that next step as a group. I don't know how it's going to be in September, but on the back end of the season, let's say...
you're hoping to see that well-oiled machine.
Without a doubt. Like post-bye. I think our bye week is right before Thanksgiving. So like November, December, that I want them like kicking ass, you know, and taking names. So hopefully that's the case with our O-line. Then if they're not, then I might be not even looking at the record. I might be more disappointed in that than anything, considering what we have invested in the offensive line, but where they should be amongst the best. Then, if they're not, then you got to question, well, we're not drafting maybe the right players.